The basic tools. Prosperity is a spiritual matter. It is the amount of faith we have, not cash, that determines our feelings of abundance. Following are a few simple tools that will cultivate feelings of prosperity in us. You will recognize two of them, morning pages and walking, as classic artist way tools you have used before in other incarnations. They have been refashioned for this program with a stronger emphasis on developing a prosperous heart. Through the use of all these tools, we become solvent. The key to prosperity is spiritual willingness. It takes willingness to commit to using the tools. You may feel intense resistance to some of them. Simply acknowledge your feelings of resistance, then move ahead anyhow. The degree of resistance you feel will be in direct proportion to the usefulness and value of the tool you most resist. Morning pages. Morning pages are the primary tool of a creative recovery. They are also a primary tool for establishing prosperity. 3 daily pages of longhand writing, strictly stream of consciousness, they provoke, clarify, comfort, cajole, prioritize, and synchronize the day at hand. This daily writing, coupled with counting, will bring you to emotional and financial clarity. You will discover your true values, personal and monetary, and uncover the actions that will lead you to a life that is truly your own. Morning pages are to be written by hand. No speeding ahead by computer. They are to be done first thing in the morning, and they are to be shown to no one. They are private. They are personal. They are important. Best done on 8.5 times 11-inch lined paper, they are 3 single-sided pages. Do not be tempted to use a smaller journal. Smaller pages tend to make your thoughts smaller. Conversely, be sure to stop at 3 pages. As tempting as it may be to keep writing, it is important not to overdo. We do not want to become so immersed in exploring our psyches that we fail to act in our lives. 3 pages are enough to make deep changes while also maintaining a functional existence in the world. Write about absolutely anything, and if it is hard to think of what to write, write, "I can't think of what to write." Just keep writing. There is no wrong way to do morning pages. A day at a time, a page at a time, we explore our lives, seeking to make our expenditures of time and money align with our personal value systems. Morning pages are like getting up in the morning and telephoning yourself. Not only are you contacting yourself, you are also contacting yourself. Over time, morning pages lead to a sense of wisdom and a nurturing belief in the benevolence of a universal flow. Just what do we mean by that? Morning pages allow us to move through our lives with greater ease. There is an intermeshing of our inner and outer worlds. At first, morning pages may seem negative. "All I do is gripe," you might exclaim. Reluctant to create or perpetuate negativity, you may wish to avoid meeting your shadow. But suppressing negativity only allows it to fester. By contrast, dumping your negativity onto the page each morning lets your shadow get in its 2 cents worth rather than allowing it to darken your whole day. Morning pages are very powerful. You may experience them as a propulsive flow, a sort of creative river underlying all of life. They will become a best friend, a safe place to vent, to celebrate, to mourn, to wish. Although at first it may take some getting used to, getting up a half hour earlier, carving out an uninterrupted window before the day begins, morning pages quickly become a sort of positive addiction. I have been doing morning pages now for 30 years. On the rare occasion that I miss a day, I find myself out of sorts and slightly removed from the day at hand. My students have experienced the same thing. The act of doing morning pages clears the slate on a daily basis, leaving us available to be present in our day and ultimately in our lives. Morning pages are intended to both challenge and comfort us. In our pages, we ask questions and receive answers. The still, small voice grows louder and clearer as we go inside to hear it. Clarity is the reward of morning pages. We know what we want and why. Over time, we are guided to action. The actions we choose to take, however small, will ultimately lead us to create a deeply, thoughtfully handmade life.